If the ancient Mayans had a buzzword destination, it was probably Belize. Hi, it's Rob from Travelante, and this is where to go for the best of Belize. With beautiful shores and lush mountains, it's a popular destination even today, offering adventure, discovery, and a low-key, relaxing atmosphere. With so much to do, where do you go for the best of Belize? Well, most people come for two things: Mayan ruins and the Barrier Reef. Happily, both are easily reached from nearly anywhere in the country. It's not what you would call vast. In fact, it's just a little smaller than Vermont. If you're looking for city life, you'll have to look elsewhere. Belize City is the largest in the country, with about 58,000 people and the country's only international airport. Whether you arrive by plane or ship, you'll start your Belizean vacation here. And you might want to stay here. A variety of tours can take you to all the sights you'll want to see. If your style is more DIY, planes, buses, and water taxis can get you almost anywhere in the country without taking all day to do it. San Ignacio, near the Guatemalan border, and the capital city Belmopan are the other recognized cities in Belize. Everything else is either a town or a village. Belmopan is notable as the smallest capital in the Americas, with a population of just over 16,000, and one of the world's newest capital cities. San Ignacio is a little larger and, interestingly, boasts the nation's largest Chinese and German Mennonite populations. But it's all about the Mayan Empire. Belize was home to at least three distinct Maya territories, with a combined population that exceeded a million. By contrast, today's population is nearly 388,000. There are at least 600 recognized Mayan sites across the country, which are the second largest source of tourism. While the sites are spread throughout the country, the Cayo District is the best place to go for a healthy dose of Mayan ruins, along with lush jungles over rolling hills and eco-attractions like animal preserves, jungle tours, and underground river tubing. Making San Ignacio your base camp will put you near the Caracol Archaeological Reserve, the Zunantunich Temple Complex, and Cajal Petch Mayan Ruins and Museum. Caracol is the country's largest Mayan ruins site. The ground covers over 30 square miles with five plazas, an observatory, and more than 35,000 identified buildings, although not all are fully excavated. Among them is a 140-foot pyramid. Climb to the top, and you can say you stood atop a temple more than 2,000 years old and still the tallest building in Belize. A little further away, but still close enough for a day trip, are two more major sites. Altunha was a Mayan trade center and site of the Temple of the Green Tomb. Elite priest kings were buried here with pearls, jade, and pottery. Nearby is Lamanai, the longest occupied Mayan site in the world. The name means submerged crocodile in Yucatec Mayan. You'll find plenty of carved crocs and maybe a few living ones too. You'll also see three major pyramids, the elaborately carved mask temple, and a 16th-century Spanish church. Hungry for more Mayan discovery? The UNESCO World Heritage Center Tikal National Park is just across the border in Guatemala. A typical day trip from San Ignacio should be $150 US or less per person. The other big attraction is the Belize Barrier Reef. Technically, it's the Mesoamerican Reef. This is the largest coral reef in the Atlantic Ocean and the Northern Hemisphere, and the second-largest barrier reef in the world. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, stretching more than 500 miles along the coast of five countries, from Mexico to Honduras. In Belize, the reef kisses the shore in the north, then angles out to about 25 miles offshore in the south. It's home to 70 species of hard coral and 36 soft corals, 500 species of fish, and literally hundreds of invertebrate species. Maybe more. 90% of the reef has yet to be researched. Biologists estimate only 10% of the reef species have been cataloged so far. With protected parks for diving and snorkeling, it's no wonder the Belize Barrier Reef is the country's top tourist destination, drawing nearly half of all visitors. Much of the reef is within the protected Hol Chon Marine Reserve, which includes the waters around Ambergris Cay and popular snorkel sites Shark Ray Alley and Mexico Rocks. Because it is a protected area, you'll need to book a boat and a guide to get there. Another notable area for snorkeling is Bacalar Chico National Park and Marine Reserve. The UNESCO World Heritage Site sits on the northern end of Ambergris Cay, where an ancient Mayan canal turned the peninsula into an island. The park includes a 15,000-acre marine reserve and 12,000 acres of land. It does have a small museum with exhibits on the region's history and biology. In the surrounding beech forest, you might spot one or more of the 6 cat species native to Belize, or an endangered white-lipped peccary. Instead of being just a reef environment, Bacalar Chico is a salt marsh ecosystem and supports an unusually high biodiversity. In addition to reef species, lucky visitors might spot dolphins and manatee. Within the reserve is Rocky Point, where the reef touches the shore. It's home to the country's largest nesting beach for loggerhead and green sea turtles, with a large number of hawksbills, too. Belize is also famous for the natural phenomenon known as the Great Blue Hole. That's a romantic name for what essentially is a giant sinkhole, albeit one with UNESCO World Heritage status. Its deepest point is 407 feet down, and a network of caves features stalactites formed when the area was above sea level. Some think the caves may extend for miles inland. Surprisingly, there's not much to see besides a big dark hole, although the surrounding lighthouse reef is beautiful. While there are many tour operators who can take you there, diving in the Great Blue Hole requires a special certification. The most dramatic views, though, are from the air, and a good number of air tours, by helicopter or airplane, are available from Belize City. If you're going to Belize for the water, you'll likely stay on one of the major islands, Ambergris Cay or Cay Conquer. They're great choices for proximity to the reef. Unfortunately, that's also why they're not known for their beaches. Despite a lack of long, sandy beaches, Ambergris Cay is the most heavily promoted tourist destination in the country. While there are a number of hotels and restaurants, you won't find the plethora of name-brand resorts common in other Caribbean destinations. You will find an array of water sports and tours bound for both reef and ruins. The Plasencia Peninsula is the nation's booming beach town. It boasts the country's only stretch of golden sand. But once you've had your fill of tranquil beaches, you can explore the peninsula's nature reserves and Mayan ruins. The area is also known for its Creole cuisine, and activities near Plasencia Town include banana farm tours, rainforest zip lines, and the Coxcomb Wildlife Sanctuary and Jaguar Preserve. And we haven't forgotten about Punta Gorda. The country's southernmost town is known as the Real Belize. It's popular with expats for its easy, comfortable lifestyle, and with fishermen for deep sea fishing. Punta Gorda is the gateway to the southern highlands and neighboring Guatemala. A bus ride from Belize City will take 5 or 6 hours, but flights are about $150 to $200 US. So are you ready to go find the best of Belize? If you've been wondering where the best place in Belize is, we probably haven't done a very good job of answering. We really like Ambergris Cay, but truth is, there isn't a best place. Instead, we've given you some options to consider depending on what you're most interested in doing and seeing, and we have a collection of resources on our website to help in your planning. Luckily, you can do it all from just about anywhere in the country. If you are ready to go, or maybe you've already been, we'd love to hear your thoughts, experiences, even questions about Belize. Just leave us a comment on the blog. And if you enjoyed this post, please consider signing up for our email updates or sharing with your friends on Facebook, Pinterest, or Twitter with the buttons on the website. And a million thanks in advance. I'm Rob for Travelante, and this has been Where to Go for the Best of Belize, from Reef to Ruins. Thanks for listening, and thanks for reading.